Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hello, breaking news here. The Attorney General of Florida, Ashley Moody, is her name, has now filed lawsuit against FEMA and some of its former officials for ordering workers to ignore storm victims who support President-elect Trump. What a disgusting that story
Good
that
grief.
Is. And, you know, it's another one of those, if you really kind of weigh the media attention on that one, not getting a lot of attention in the old legacy media, right? Because
nope.
Trump was involved, which I think is interesting. But that one needs to be thoroughly investigated to see how often it happened in North Carolina as well. Our friend Jerry Baker, editor-at-large for The Wall Street Journal, back with us on this Thursday afternoon. Jerry, how are you? Welcome back. Are you there? There you are.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
Sorry, Jerry. I got confused. I did not hear you. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks. Sorry, I was hearing a lot of like a Tower of Babel going on. But yeah, thank you for having me.
Is it okay now? Is the line clear now?
Yeah, it's
awesome.
Great. Thank you.
All right, let's talk. I started the show this afternoon. I was not here yesterday, so I started talking about Matt Gaetz. I know the Journal editorialized about Matt Gaetz. My position on this right now is, hey, I think a lot of people would be an upgrade from what we have right now. I understand this one is not very popular. I don't like the guy personally myself, but thoughts on that and then the other cabinet appointments that keep coming in here, Jerry.
Yeah, look, you're right, of course, and I think the idea that there is some objective standard for Attorney General for any of these roles, actually, and that there's some kind of objective level of experience or background or whatever that you have to do, I think is wrong. I think, you know, people can be, and you know, for heaven's sake, we've had, you know, people in that role. I mean, you know, Bobby Kennedy, funnily enough, talking of, we've got more news on the Kennedy family, obviously, right now. But, you know, Bobby Kennedy was appointed by his brother to Attorney General with very little experience or background, you know, arguably didn't do a very good job. But, you know, so I want to be careful about saying, wow, there is some sort of objective minimal standard and Matt Gaetz doesn't reach that. I think the larger question is, there are two questions. One, what is Trump doing by nominating him? And I think, you know, on the one hand, you can absolutely say, you know, I mean, if I were Donald Trump and I faced the kind of scrutiny, to put it mildly, from the Justice Department that I've received in the course of the last 8 years, both as a result of special counsels when he was president and subsequently under prosecutors when he was when he ceased to be president, you know, I'd be minded to send someone in there who might blow the place up and, you know, take a pretty aggressive approach to the kind of reforms that are needed. The question, I just think, is whether or not there will, you know, there are going to be hearings, presumably, if he gets that far. And there are question marks about his ethics. We're going to have to see what happens with this ethics report that's kind of hanging around in the House, and whether or not, I assume that will be made available to the Senate when they consider the nomination. And there may be some things in there from everything we're hearing that paint a pretty unsavory picture. So, yeah, I don't want to rush to judgment on this, and we should see. And as you say, there have certainly been candidates and indeed office holders in that job that don't exactly meet the highest standards of behavior. But I think he does face, you know, I think this the particular questions about his ethics are going to be a challenge, I think, for a lot of those senators.
So, and you know, kind of on the same page here, on the John Thune victory yesterday, obviously there were a lot of folks, including our own Senator Hawley. I'm not exactly sure on Senator Schmidt or where he voted on this, but Hawley declared that he was a Cornyn guy. And there were obviously there were fans of Rick Scott who didn't, I don't think, make it to the second round. But he's more of a McConnell. Thune's more of a McConnell ally. A lot of MAGA doesn't like McConnell, but you know, he's certainly declared his intention to follow and prioritize what President Trump wants right now, Jerry.
Yeah, he has. And I think that's right. Look, I do, again, Donald Trump's won the election. It's a very important and very impressive win. It's an historic win. It's not a landslide, despite some of the things that are being said, but it's a significant win. It's the first time a Republican has won the popular vote from, you know, not being an incumbent from sort of outside the White House since Ronald Reagan in 1980. And, you know, they've won the Senate and the Republicans won the Senate, won the House. So it's a, you know, it's a clear majority. It's a clear mandate for what Donald Trump wants to do. But you know, I'm a proud American citizen. I'm an immigrant to this country. One of the great things about this country is it has divided government. It has separation of powers. And the Senate, in fact, you know, under Article 1 of the Constitution, the Congress is the primary, they're not co-equal branches of government. The Congress has its own role to play in the government of the country, arguably a more important one than the executive. And the Senate, you know, as the upper chamber in that body, has got very important constitutional roles.
Absolutely.
To fulfill. It's not just the Senate's role simply to rubber stamp everything the president wants to do. And unfortunately, you know, I grew up in England where we have a parliamentary system where that is basically what parliament does. The executive tells parliament what to vote through and parliament votes it through. We have a much better system of government in this country where, you know, again, where there is a proper balance and checks and balances in the system. And I think it's good. It's good that John Thune is broadly supportive of the president's agenda. But that doesn't mean John Thune and the Senate should simply surrender and just agree to everything that Donald Trump wants to do. They have their own powers and their own rights, and they should exercise
them. And I think they probably will exercise them. It'll be interesting to see moving forward. But one of the things I think that you'd have to agree on right now, and I know a lot of people on the left are panicking about this, if the goal was to shatter the status quo, they're not wasting 1 minute in doing that. You kind of alluded to Kennedy. RFK was named HHS secretary this afternoon. That's going to explode some heads. But all of these people, even if you're looking at non-cabinet appointments, some different roles in the Senate, Rand Paul chairing the Homeland Security Committee, kind of going after some of this COVID stuff, they're going to shake a lot of things up here in the next 2 years.
Oh, sure. And look, I think, and again, I think that's what Donald Trump was elected for. Look, we've seen, you and I, Mark, have discussed this many times over the last few years. You know, we've seen this takeover of our institutions by this cultural progressive elite pushing forward an agenda, whether it's on the green energy stuff, whether it's on open borders and globalism and this terrible, corrosive, woke, progressive culture. This has taken unelected for the most part, taken over these major institutions of our society and our culture. And I believe Donald Trump was elected to roll that back. I think a lot of people, you know, have had enough of that and feel it's gone way too far. And the president, and that means, by the way, because, you know, there is such entrenched power in so many, you know, in the permanent government, for example, if you want to call it the deep state, whatever you want to call it, people who are committed to these ideas, you know, just take a look at the Pentagon. I mean, the Pentagon, you know, whatever you think of, you know, the merits of Pete Hegseth for that role, his criticism of the Pentagon is exactly right.
Yeah, it is.
The Pentagon has become captive to these woke progressive ideas, which are undermining the fighting capability of the U.S. military. And I think, yeah, so I think it is right. So Donald Trump, he has been elected to come in and, you know, coin that old phrase, drain the swamp, blow things up, sort of try and disrupt this extraordinary stranglehold that this progressive culture has had on all aspects of our government for the last decade or so.
So what is your observation, Matt? You know, it's been interesting to me here the last week. You see some people, maybe even Eric Adams in New York City, although he might be worried about his own legal future, accepting the fact that Trump's going to be in office and maybe even show some willingness to understand why the voters did this. Now we have a mayor here in St. Louis, Tashara Jones, and others like Brandon Johnson in Chicago, defiant. All they keep repeating is the same catchwords, Jerry, you know, misogyny, white supremacy, racism, bigotry, xenophobia, blah, blah, blah. So not really taking the message to heart that the American people sent. What do you make of that? Because I do think that Democrats, and maybe they don't realize this, a lot of them do, are going to have to dig down deep and try to understand what their voters did in this election, even people that did not like Donald Trump.
Yeah, look, there's a little bit of soul searching going on. You've heard from some people, we've heard, from across the spectrum, actually. You're right about Eric Adams. I think Eric Adams probably has his own motivations. He's angling for a pardon from Donald Trump, and maybe he'll get one. But, you know, Bernie Sanders, the day after the election, said, we've abandoned the working class, and when we abandon the working class, the working class abandons us. You've seen a little bit of soul searching from some of these people who've suffered setbacks in some of these cities. But I think what I'm not sure about, the reason I'm a little bit skeptical that will really take hold is, once we're back, Trump is making all of these, many of these, highly kind of, shall we say, sort of flamboyant picks here from, Pete Hegg.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Says to Matt Gaetz, to Tulsi Gabbard, to RFK Jr., we're going to be pretty quickly back, I suspect, with a lot of these Democrats into resistance mode. They're going to sort of once again fall back on the claim that, Donald Trump's a fascist and that he's trying to destroy the country and that he's maybe a Russian asset and all this kind of stuff. And I think that probably in the end will remain the dominant sort of theme in the Democratic Party over the next few years. So, and that will probably preclude the possibility that the Democrats will really undergo the kind of reckoning, the kind of soul searching, the kind of internal, the kind of change, frankly, that the party needs to do. Yeah. So I'm a little skeptical how far that sort of reflection.
Yeah,
will go.
It'll probably circle back. I agree with you on that. But look, if they don't, just from a pure entertainment viewpoint, Jerry, if this Matt Gaetz appointment doesn't go to Senate confirmation, I'm gonna be very disappointed because I'm already popping the popcorn for that one.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. The Wall Street Journal, my paper's just reported a very interesting piece citing, large numbers of senators saying it hasn't got a chance.
Right.
In fact, the report says anywhere between 5 and 30 Republican senators may oppose his nomination. That's kind of where I think that. I think that's probably where it's going to come out. And if that's the case, does Trump then want to push it all the way to hearings? They say, again, this report says, talking to people on the Judiciary Committee, may not even make it out of the Judiciary Committee, let alone to the full Senate. So, look, that's premature, and we should give the man a chance, let him make his case. But as it stands, I think it looks like a long shot.
Yeah, look, that's interesting. I'll look at the new reporting. Jerry Baker, always great to have you on. You have a great weekend. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.